Hi, I'm Emily. I work for Mozilla. So
this is a talk I literally don't think I've got. I could give anywhere else except to an audience like the Translations Dev Room at FOSDEM. So I thought I would. In my work at Mozilla on localization systems and tools and standards, recently I've ended up spending quite a bit of time participating in the Unicode Consortium's project to define Message Format 2, an evolution of the ICU message format standard, and a bunch of other things. And I'm here not talking about that like specifically, but more like a side product of what we've ended up doing through that work, which is defining a data model for messages, in particular messages that are not just a single segmented phrase that you've extracted and you might be able sending to translation, but more dynamic content as well as everything else. And one of the interesting things about what we've ended up effectively not discovering, but kind of stating the obvious, is that there's an upper bound to this sort of what makes up a localizable segmented phrase or message, really. That this is limited by the fact that the keyword localizable there, because it's dealing with humans. Humans who need to understand it, but also translators who, well, still are mostly humans who need to be able to take in the source message and be able to produce an output from that is understandable in their locale. And this ends up depending on a limited number of different dimensions in which messages kind of vary. Variance. I've kind of hidden it there as the first one, and there, of course, spoiled everything by saying so. It's the way that message content can vary depending on inputs like numbers and their pluralization categories. You have no apples, you have one apple, you have 15 apples, and gender-based determinants. Grammatical gender, personal gender, all sorts of various things in different locales, languages. But this is one dimension. If you can express that, hey, we've got this variance happening, this message depends on these input values, this is a dimension that we can express. Then, of course, once we have a single pattern, a single sequence, it might include placeholders. It might include the number n for how many apples you have, or it might be something entirely different. But then finally, we've ended up, at least through the message format to work, determining that markup should be kind of kept as a separate thing from placeholders. So markup here means something like HTML. It doesn't need to be HTML. It can be any sort of syntax or any sort of indicator that is saying that the content in this part of the message has these attributes or these something about it. And then within a placeholder, we can have values like numbers that we need to deal with. They can be just strings that are coming from an external source, and we can also have annotations on them. We can say that this number here, yeah, it's coming in as a number, but I want it to be formatted so it has at least two fraction digits, for instance. And this needs to be accounted for in the whole message, how it ends up being formatted. And then, as I mentioned, we need to be able to deal with variables, because we are ultimately here talking about the scope of dynamic messages. So we need to be able to say that implicitly or explicitly that this message might be getting a number from the outside. It might be getting some string.